Right now, it is time for us to journey halfway around the world. Jaisalmer, India is the location we're going to go. It is time for Around the World with Arjun Singh. Arjun, good day.
Good morning, sir.
Hello. All right.
Good morning, ma'am.
So I have questions from last week, but is there something that you would like to talk about first?
No, yes. Yes, please. You please.
Okay. So you had... So how's Gerdar making out with his... with his math.
It's not very easy for him because when he comes back right at 2 in the afternoon, and then he just busy with his homework, and then he has a couple of hours, and then he has to go for the math teacher at 4, and there he stays for 1.5 hours, and then I go again to just meet him at the math teacher's home there. But last 3 or 4 days, he's right now very happy with the thing because he met a boy there who plays lawn tennis. I'm not very sure about it because we don't have these kinds of things here, like lawn tennis and all those things. And when I was in Sharon, Connecticut, I got that tennis racket with me and I bought it specially for him, but no one was here to play with him. And he met a boy there, and he is the son of a higher officer in Air Force there. So the boy, he is very good in that game, and he promised Gerdar that he will teach him how to play that game, and he has that bat, and the bat which is very good one. So now he is busy after that class in math teacher. The boy, both of them, they just go at a one particular place where they can play that game, and he's very happy now because he likes that game very much. And I think we have only two or three people here in the whole town who play this game. So he is busy with that game, and it's because of this math session, is because of this extra class, he got this wonderful opportunity to meet a boy who plays that game, and now he is happy with him. So he spends in the evening like 1.5 hours there with that boy plays, and then he comes back. So he's happy right now. He's happy.
How far away does that? How far away does he live?
Who?
The Gerdar's new friend.
Well, he lives in a very posh colony, in a very, I think, in a rich area where the rich people and higher officers, they live there. So he comes by a car there, and Gerdar goes just like the math teacher is in the city. So the boy lives very far, like about 3 to 4 kilometers from the city there. But he has a driver that he comes with him. And when the game is over, he goes back in the car there. But the ground where he goes, which is just in the middle of the town, is very close to our home. So Gerdar likes to go by on foot there, and he comes by his own. So the boy lives very far from the city, like 3 to 4 kilometers. But it's good because during their math extra classes, they meet each other, and after just the classes, they just reach to the ground there, and they play for 1.5 hours, and then they come back. He asked me that he wants to buy some new t-shirts, and we went in the market yesterday, and he found a t-shirt which is a red in color, and the Beatles are written on that, and he quickly, just because he is very good at the computer and he always watches these things, and he says, yes, this is the one which I really want. And I posted this photo on Facebook, and he got many likes because the Beatles was written on his t-shirt. So he now with that racket and with that t-shirt and the written on Beatles there, so he looks that this is something special for him. And everybody asks him, because that badminton, lots of people, they boys and girls, they play badminton in the ground there, but no one is playing with that big racket, and that is called the tennis. So I think it's an extra, because we think that only rich people and the kids of the rich people, they can play only tennis, because the middle class people, they don't have these kinds of facilities. But I think he is the first boy from our community who started this tennis because he got this bat and the racket, and he is playing the tennis. I think it's because when he comes back at the home, he's very tired. He's not interested even to talk with us, not to watch TV, nothing. And he sleeps there for the last 3 to 4 days, and he needs a lot of exercises for that. But I think this is something special game, which I really, because I never just saw any tennis game, and I didn't play that game, but I think he's doing something which is new in our community.
Were you here when anyone was playing tennis? Did you see anyone playing tennis?
No, I didn't see actually, because there is a special ground of the tennis in the city there, but only the officers, higher officers like collectors, the superintendent of police, or some officers in army or in air force, they just go in that ground, and we the local like the middle class people, or we are not even because we don't play that game, so we don't go there. But once I went when I saw those higher officers playing there, they have their own cars and on security guards with them. But it's because of that boy, Girdar got this wonderful opportunity to play on that ground. So I think I didn't meet any person who played tennis in his life, and I didn't know anyone. But I'm sure that the people who are on a like high profile people, they just play this kind of game. And so the Girdar started this, and when I asked him how tough it is, he said it's really very hard. You need a lot of practice. It's very different from cricket, because for us the cricket is the only game. We play only cricket, not the second game, first game, and that is the final game. So I think Girdar is the first boy in the community, or I can say the first boy to whom I know around in the town who started to play tennis.
That's pretty impressive. And I think that
he knows when he wins a match, not only does he have to shake hands at the middle, but he has to jump over the net too.
Is he learning? How much is this kid teaching him? Do you know?
Yes. He started like what he told me yesterday, that wall practice, just hitting the ball against the wall again and again, because the boy doesn't start to play with him. He just said, just practice it to hit the ball against the wall there. So he asked me that he's doing for last couple of two or three days, that hitting the ball just to against the wall there. And I think there are some other people, because they get only 30 to 40 or sometimes an hour to play there, because some other people, because this is the only ground in the town, and the other people, they just, when they come to play there, they just come out of that ground. So I think, but because it's very hot in the day, the temperature is about 110 degree Fahrenheit. So you have to wait till 7 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. Then you get this 30, 40 minutes to play. But there are no lights in the ground, so you can't play at night. Girdar asked me that if it's possible. I said, hopefully we will ask some people, or maybe some higher class people, that if it can be possible, then the kids can play. And especially the local boys who has no any idea of that tennis game, because we only just watch it on the TV, especially there. But the people, I honestly say that if you ask any person here in Jaisalmer, they don't know anything about tennis, because this is not a common game here. So I think this is a new beginning, new start. And the other friends, like Girdar's cousin brothers, if they are interested, they will join him. And Girdar asked me, and especially told me, that the racket is very expensive, because it's about $100 to $150 you have to pay for a racket. And fortunately I got it from there, and so he started this. Otherwise, in a cricket bet, you have to just spend only $8 or $10, and you can 11 boys can play 11 to 20 boys can play just cricket with a 10 or 15 dollars. But here you have to just spend 120, and then you need a special ground and a special boy or a friend who can play this game. So it's something not very common or not very usual, but it's unusual. And he started this, and he's really enjoying it. Otherwise, in a maths class, I thought that after some days he will be bored, and he will say, no, I'm not interested to go there. But he always write at 2 p.m. when it's his maths class time, he's always ready with his tracksuit, like the t-shirt and the trouser there, and he's with his bat especially and maths books, and he says, okay, it's time to go.
Well, we look forward to his ascent up the rankings, the tennis rankings, and we will
and
you forget
now,
math
now you have to start, you have to start buying tennis balls there, Arjun.
That's right.
I will just post some photos with his racket and playing there, because when I asked him that, you just ask your friend that I am interested to come and see there, then he said, please wait for a couple of weeks, and then I will ask him, and maybe we will get the chance to go in together. Right now he is only the person who is going in. Otherwise, because it's a boundary all around, and it's just locked, and you have to just go in. And the Girdar goes with that boy, so that's why he's he gets the permission. I'm not allowed to go inside there, but hopefully I will get some photos while playing the tennis. And it's not something very ordinary for us, but it's going to be very special. And I will just frame his photo with a tennis racket and playing tennis, because this is the only dream for us. We watched only TV, not playing anyone the tennis here.
All right.
All right. Well, we look forward to updates, and good luck. Thank you very much, Arjan Singh.